I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. If you're like most Americans, you're not always pleased with how your tax dollars are spent. And polls show you're not probably wild about the expenditure of $10 billion every month on the war in Afghanistan. Well, here's something else that may not brighten your day. The former governor of Afghanistan's central bank, Abdulkader Fitrat, says that he had to flee the country because of his attempts to investigate massive fraud. And he has blamed that fraud largely on relatives and cronies of President Hamid Karzai. Financial Times reporter Matthew Green is following the story. He's now in Islamabad. So, Matthew, back in April, Mr. Fitrat appeared in the Afghan parliament and tried to expose what he described as fraud. What did he allege?
Well, that's right. He read out a list to parliament in a speech that was broadcast live on television, naming many of the people that are believed to have benefited from improper loans from Kabul Bank, which is, of course, the biggest bank in the country. Ever since then, he says that he's received information that his life could be in danger, and he's decided to leave the country and resign his post primarily because he's worried about these threats against his life.
And before we get to more of those threats, who was he pointing the finger toward, and how deep were the crimes that he was trying to reveal?
Well, he's talked in general terms about the high political authorities in Afghanistan, who he accuses of blocking attempts to prosecute some of those who are responsible for this huge scandal at Kabul Bank. So that the tone of his message is very much one that his independence has been undermined, that the law enforcement agencies in the country are not interested in bringing the culprits to justice, and that his position has become simply untenable.
And that's basically what he told the BBC yesterday, that he tried to get authorities to look into the allegations. Here's what he said.
During the last 10 months of Kabul Bank crisis, I continuously pressed for the creation of a special tribunal to investigate and prosecute those who were involved in Kabul Bank's fraud. But the high political authorities of the country was responsible to block these efforts.
So he says authorities in Afghanistan tried to block his efforts at attaining an investigation. But Afghan authorities say that Mr. Fitrat was the problem, and they are investigating him in connection with massive fraud at the bank. So how clean are his hands?
Well, that's an accusation that isn't being taken terribly seriously by Western diplomats and officials in Kabul. The consensus among the internationals, certainly in Afghanistan, is that Governor Fitrat did a pretty reasonable job, that he was committed to implementing reforms. And of course, you know, managing a fragile institution like the central bank has been a very difficult task. But the idea that he is personally tainted is something that many people in Kabul are questioning.
I wonder, Matthew, in closing, if you could put this into a larger context for us and talk about how extraordinary the level of fraud and corruption that Mr. Fitrat is alleging really is. I mean, this is something, as you have written, it had the potential anyway to bring down Afghanistan's entire financial system.
Well, that's true. The amount of money we're talking about in loans that have pretty much disappeared is almost $1 billion, which is a huge amount of money for an economy the size of Afghanistan's. And in fact, if you look at the size of the scandal in relation to that economy, it would certainly count as possibly the biggest banking scandal in modern history. So there's a huge amount of money that's gone missing here, that's vanished into the hands of a coterie of well-connected businessmen, some of them relatives of President Karzai. And of course, the question is, who's going to pay the bill? And I think the broader point is that at a time when the West is very much looking to hand over responsibility to the Afghan authorities, you know, the fact that a scandal of this magnitude can come to light and be so poorly handled really does kind of renew questions about whether the Afghan authorities are really ready to take control of the country as the U.S. starts to withdraw.
Financial Times reporter Matthew Green in Islamabad. Thanks.
Thank you so much.